This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back live in the state capitol, Bismarck. Day two of the special session of the North Dakota Legislature. The House Majority Leader Al Carlson joins us in moments. Governor Jack Dalrymple after him a little later on this hour. And then Max Schneider, the Senate Minority Leader and Democrat from Grand Forks, to talk about this special session and what's happening here. Welcome any questions or comments you have for any of these leaders at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email addresses. You can text us as well. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is gone this week, so text 701-367-2054 if you have a question or comment. 701-367-2054. At the suggestion of one of our fine listeners, I'll be attending Hillary's America tonight, 7 o'clock at the Grand Theater in Bismarck. We're working on a Fargo showing for this. We had a listener as suggested I invite Senator Heitkamp to that. I have, and she politely declined, but it was mainly related to schedule. But I'll be there, and then we'll be over at the Kroll's Diner after, because they serve Cloverdale bacon. So you know, there's nothing like a little nightcap of Cloverdale bacon. So if you want to go to Hillary's America, I have an anonymous patriot that is paying for the first 20 people that you bring as listeners of this program who wouldn't otherwise go. Look, a lot rests on this election. So the more people know about the people on the ballot, the better. And Dinesh D'Souza has done America a great service by reminding us. This is how I say this about the Clintons. I forget half of the stuff that we've reported on because there's so much. And there's always a new one there. Like today, Iran. $400 million in actual cash given to Iran to release our hostages. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, State Department. Thank you, Barack Obama. You can't make this stuff up, so it's important to keep tabs on all of that. And we will be at the theater tonight and invite you to join us. And we do have I'll call it an anonymous patriot that is paying for the first 20 folks that you bring that you sort of maybe have to coerce to come check out the movie. So check it out. All right. Let's welcome to the program the House Majority Leader, Al Carlson. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How do you like our new room here, Scott?
Well, I feel like I'm in the White House briefing room here. You've done it right.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it.
Yeah. It finally have a press room that actually feels like one when we're all done.
It did need a little bit of an update.
No, it was only 50 years overdue.
Carpet on the walls, and when you turned on the lights in here, you melted.
Well, it was about 120 up on a stage, but maybe that was on purpose. I don't know.
It was the sweat.
That's why I was always wondering why the governor had his up in the Great Hall. I didn't know.
So what's happening here? Tell North Dakotans what you're doing.
Well, you know, it's our job to balance the budget. That's exactly why we're here. When we got a revenue forecast, one that we believe is fairly accurate, we were $310 million about short of being balanced. Well, our responsibility is to keep it balanced. The governor called us back into session. We put together a plan that brings that number to a positive number like it's supposed to be. And it'll get us through the end of this biennium, or at least through the end of this year prior to our 2017 session. We had to make some more. He made a call for more allotments on the agencies. But he also made whole on the second phase of the allotments, the Human Services Department, as well as a minimal reduction, a further reduction to the corrections. And that was necessary because those two areas are very sensitive. Public safety and dealing with our most vulnerable citizens are pretty important to be careful with those. So we think it's a good bill. I mean, there's been a lot of chatter. The bill's sitting on the floor of the Senate.
Do you want to hear the Senate debate?
No, thanks. I heard it yesterday down in committee, so I don't need to hear it again.
They're done, actually. I turned it up. I don't hear them anymore.
Well, I hope it is a good done because we're going back in the House at 11, and we're going to accept the bill from the Senate, and then we're going to send at 1 o'clock. Our Appropriations Committee is going to review the same bill. Our goal would be to get that bill in a clean form. We think it's a good bill. It balances the budget.
What's that mean, a clean form?
A clean form with no amendments, because if we do not want to take this to a conference
committee. A lot of the amendments they're working on the Senate side has been, hey, this addiction program needs funding restored. The long-term care is getting whacked. Why would you take away funding from programs that had a federal match? You're costing 2 and 3 to 1 rather than the one. So that's probably what they're trying to do.
And
right?
The information is, first of all, the information's wrong. There is no 3 to 1 match on our programs. It's 1 to 1 now. So the numbers are 27 million to 27 million, not 27 to 56. I mean, they got to at least get the numbers right if you're going to propose it. And this doesn't even take effect till January 1st, 2017. Our nursing homes, our elderly, are not subject to any problem prior to that. And guess what? We're back then. And we put provisions in the bill that said we'll address those if we have the revenue available to take care of those at that point in time.
The long-term care community is the one I hear the most rumbling from, and not just kind of. I hear what you're saying. You know, there's an element of politics here, and when you have the low numbers that Democrats have, you got to do anything you can to sort of get in the news cycle and try and get something on that'll help politically in November. Is there anything that the long-term care community is saying that you believe deserves a second hearing?
They definitely have a concern, but we believe that concern is covered in the bill, and we can address that. We did a surge bill for $1 billion at the beginning of the last session. If we have the revenue, we can surely address that issue in the nursing homes. And the opioid things, the mental health issues, there were several other ones, the autism spectrum things, are programs we funded last biennium, but they hadn't even started yet. So, therefore, we're not cutting a program. We just are not going to start it, and we'll deal with those come the beginning of the next session. So, we think it's a really good bill. We made a contingent appropriation that if we need it, of up to $100 million out of the bank in North Dakota. And, by the way, we've left 4 bienniums of profits in that bank to build its base, where we normally took $60 million a year whenever we could to balance our budget. We haven't done that. So we have some reserves there. The bank said that this $100 million is very doable, and we understand that come next session when the governor builds his budget, we'll have to look at probably at some additional revenue out of the bank. But it's the people's bank. I mean, that's what we need to deal with, and it is their money, not ours, and we got to balance it smartly.
The question I hear sort of whispered around here this week is this enough? I don't get the sense anybody thinks it's enough. Do you?
You know, I think that we're going to have a revenue forecast, a preliminary one, tomorrow for the first look snapshot of 17-19. And the word we get is it's about one step above the worst-case scenario. Well, you know what? I don't know if we're at the bottom of this thing yet with ag prices being as low as they are. They're down 20% from the last time we did a revenue forecast, which is a month ago.
Well, oil's
and
going
oil,
down too.
Oil is down. We're still getting a discount for our oil. And so I think that we've got some days ahead yet. But we're not broke. The smart thing we did with oil, and everybody blames it all on oil, but we only take $300 million of oil revenue and put in the general fund. The rest of it goes for water projects. It goes for education. It goes for splits of the counties and townships. It's split up wisely. And it goes into a budget stabilization fund, which, by the way, now is zero. So we need to take a good hard look at how we keep splitting that money up. But the surge bills are gone. And the one-time spending is gone. But I, for one, will not support two things. I will not support a lot of bonding in the next budget, because we've been years without bonding. We've been fortunate to pay cash, and I will not support any type of tax hike. So we're going to have to tighten our belts. I think the governor hit it right on the head yesterday in his address when he said, it's belt tightening time. We have 495 empty positions as of a couple days ago in state government. Those should be left unfilled unless they're absolutely essential for Highway Patrol or for the BCI or some of those that are really critical at the prisons. But we've just got to leave those open.
Has the Department of Human Services done enough in the personnel area? I hear a lot of people saying, well, the tower doesn't lose anybody, and all these cuts are going down to where the real work happens.
You know, I can't tell you the exact numbers up there. I do think that Maggie has done a good job of trying to manage this. When somebody comes up and says that, I'm not sure, I thought it was $55 million. I might not be right with the total number in human services.
$54 million.
That's a whack. Somebody's got to move some money somewhere or take some jobs or some programs away, because it just, that's real money. And I think Maggie has done a good job. I think of all the people between her and corrections, they've had the hardest time trying to deal with this and still provide the services that the people need.
Larry and Dunseith, question for Leader Al Carlson. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a question. When a guy does a money wire through the bank, they charge $35 and it has to go through the Bank of North Dakota. Do you know why that is?
You know, you got me. I have no understanding of how or why that would happen. I mean, we can look into it, but I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah,
I don't know they even do that. I've never done it, so I'm not aware of it.
It might be a case where a small bank has to rely on the Bank of North Dakota just because they're bigger to do it. I don't think that's the case at all banks, is it?
Yes, it is. Every bank. I was doing it through U.S. Bank. All banks have to go through the Bank of North Dakota, and it costs $35. Now, the guy in the other state, it only costs him about $7 to send me money.
I'm sorry I can't help you with that. I can check into it, but I surely don't know that.
You want us to call Mr. Heidemeyer so you don't have more to do?
I would think Mr. Heidemeyer would be the perfect answer for that.
We'll ask for you, Larry. Stay tuned. Okay?
I love to send calls to agencies. It gets them all fired up when I do that.
Yeah, just call Eric Heidemeyer at the Bank of North Dakota and say, Al Carlson said I should call you.
Yeah. and then my next call won't be from you. It'll be from him.
but that is interesting. Number one, the comparison to the other states. Yeah. And two, why it happens from a big bank like U.S. Bank. All right, Al, anything quickly as we wrap?
The good news is that we had reserves. The good news is that we planned ahead and left the money in the bank. The bad news is our economy is a little soft, but if we create the right climate here, tax climate, this will come back. Oil will come back. Ag will come back. And we just have to find a way to weather the storm until we get through to that.
I look forward to watching that climate being created, for sure, in a challenging time. Thanks. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklick, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklick once, and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklick's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Have you been up to S&S Motors in Watford City lately? You know, I'm driving a Ford Explorer that I saved probably 20 darn near $30,000 on. And it's just like one you take right off the lot. And I did that because I said, well, I want to downsize from the F-150 to the Explorer. So I called Brent Sanford, and within 3 days I have one in the color I wanted with all the features I wanted. It was low miles. It's no longer low miles because it's been to every corner of North Dakota and beyond, but it's still running great. And that's the thing. They'll do that for you. They're a buying service. They'll find it for you. And they have, in the meantime, some great trade-ins as well. So check them out. S&S Motors, Watford City, and tell them Scott sent you. All right. We continue from, I'll give you the telephone number, I guess, 701-444-2341, 701-444-2341, if you can't wait to give Brent a call. Our number is 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live at the State Capitol in Bismarck today because there's a special session underway, and Governor Jack Dalrymple's here. Hey, Governor, how are you?
I'm just great, Scott. Good to see you again.
Yes, glad to be here. I'm not sure these legislators would be here, but for your suggestion that, no, we better get here and do this, because there was some debate about whether or not to do it. I mean, explain your reasoning for wanting to call this special session, wanting to have them here and to address this budget situation the way they are.
Well, I called them here because I did need their help in, getting this plan put together to, get our budget back on track. And I look at it as just that, we need to make a mid-course adjustment here. And we did an allotment in February where the governor can actually, order that budgets be reduced across the board. Doesn't require the help of the legislature. And I did that. And I think our agencies handled it very well. And I think we really minimized, impacts out there. But we need to do a little bit more allotment. And it's reached the point where, in a couple of agencies at least, I don't think we should cut deeper than we have already. So I did order a 2.5% allotment, which must be across the board. But at the same time, we're going to restore $33 million to the budget for the Department of Human Services and about $3 million to the Corrections Department.
Representative Mark Dosh, well-respected, the Republican legislator from Bismarck, put forward a proposal yesterday that was different than yours and different than what the majority is looking at today. That just said, let's, rather than $100 million, and let's go back to the 5.6%, I think it was, across the board. What was your thought on what he proposed?
I think it's too harsh at this point in time. Our total allotments now for a typical agency is going to be 6.55% reduction in their current biennial budget. And you have to keep in mind, too, that entire reduction has got to be done by June 30th, 2017, which is, less than a year from now. So really, it's 2 years' worth of savings that in some cases now they're almost having to compress into 1 year. And that's a plenty big challenge. I think we need to, kind of come in for a soft landing here. I have told people as they prepare for the 2017-19 budget that they are to show me a plan that saves 10% off of their existing base. And so, there will be further reductions discussed.
David O'Connell, the Democratic senator from up in Lansford, been around here for a while, has said this is a good example of what we've gone through here because of, the perfect storm of ag prices and oil and energy prices, to have annual sessions, to do things annually, to not have to do what you had to do here, being difficult to forecast that far ahead. Given what you've just gone through here and what the state is going through with this, is that idea have any merit? Is that worth talking about?
I still think we don't need annual sessions. Now, it so happens we finally arrived at a situation where, maybe you would have like some argument for it. But this is rare. It's very rare. We've had very few special sessions in state history. We've had almost none that really dealt with anything significant in terms of the budget. And I think it's kind of proof right now what we're doing today. That on an interim basis, you can do what you need to do.
And I think we're kind of proving that, you know, we're not sunk or anything just because we don't have a session going on right now.
Don has a question on the budget for Governor Dalrymple on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Don.
Hello?
Hello, Don. What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, just a suggestion on raising more funding. How about raise the traffic fine? Schools get the money, you get a better deterrent, and we're way behind other states anyway. I have friends that are high patrol, and they tell me to get laughed at all the time by non-residents when they find out how cheap it is. I think it's kind of silly in that regard, but the schools get the money, so get the money.
Yeah, well, you're bringing up a topic that has been discussed a lot on the floor of the legislature over the years. And
it's kind of one of those North Dakota culture things where it's just impossible to bring it up to par, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting debate to listen to.
Should they be higher in your view?
Well, we're very low, let me put it that way, in relation to other states. You know, if you get caught speeding a little bit in Connecticut, it's probably going to cost you $250, like, right away. In North Dakota, you know, a tiny fraction of that. So we are very low, but yeah, you mentioned the word culture. I tell you what, in North Dakota, the general public sort of feels like there should be a limit to what the fines are, and that enters the picture in a legislature.
It's fun. With all the budget discussion, we've had a couple of programs where we've suggested, you know, where could we trim? And it's interesting to hear the ideas that come from people. It really is. I think that I think the public's invested in this. They get that we've been on a pretty good growth clip here, and this is a correction because of commodity prices, and people are willing to roll up their sleeves and find places where, either in that case, you know, more revenue or other places where you could spend less. So I love when people contribute that way. I appreciate it very much. Let me ask you lastly here, because we only have a minute left. There was a debate or discussion, at least during the governor's race, the Republican primary, about we need better forecasting. Given what we've gone through here, is there an argument for that we need a better way to forecast?
Well, I think really the forecasting was sound. It's the assumptions that were made in the forecast, you know, that eventually caused the trouble. You know, when you have in your forecast that oil is going to be, let's say, $62 a barrel, and it turns out that it's $32 a barrel, that has a huge impact. That sends all the numbers completely haywire. Same way with agricultural commodities. You know, if you're assuming a higher price for soybeans and it goes down $3 or $4 a bushel, your forecast is going to be wrong.
Can we do it better?
Well, I think Moody's is considered one of the best, if not the best, economic forecasting firm in the country for states. Their long-term record is excellent. But it's certainly worthy of discussion. It's a service that's provided. And if people want to do an RFP and look at some other choices, they sure can.
Thanks, Governor.
Thanks a lot. Always good to be with you.
You as well. Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway, so it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive25.
Jane dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
A little Don Williams just to kind of get us in a good place here, right? Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. No sign of Senate Democratic leader Max Schneider as of yet. That might be because they're still in session. Let's see.
There's going to be some farm auctions. Farmers that are receiving half of what they did a year ago and can't pay the bills. There will be some farmers that might have to consider selling the family farm. That's a crisis. There's people out there that lost jobs in the oil fields because of the slowdown in the oil economy. That's a crisis. I want to do everything I can to help that nursing home that took care of my mother-in-law and other former family members. But I don't think it's too much to ask for them to go from a 13% increase down to a 9.5% increase. Boy, I know a lot of people that would be glad to have that situation rather than the kind of real cuts that they're facing. And I have not given up hope that if things turn around, I will be at the next session and I will be ready to support this kind of effort once we know where the economy's going and where our resources are at. But for this special session, we are doing the best we can trying to bridge that gap and get to that point. And that's where I'm going to stand on this amendment for now.
That, I believe, is Senator Terry Wanzek from Jamestown. I think it is. I'm not seeing him, obviously. I'm just turning up the audio. We're in the one floor below the Senate and House chamber here. And didn't he make a very good point there? I just turned that up, and that actually was live on the Senate floor. But when I heard it was Senator Wanzek, I thought, we'll just keep going. And he's one of the smartest guys in the Senate, farmer, businessman, and exactly. The Democrats have to be careful here not to jump the shark when they call a crisis going from 13% to 9%. And I would have that same counsel for everybody in every state agency, okay? I don't know if this is accurate, but again, I brought this up with Al. According to people here, there was not a full-time equivalent reduction in the entire Department of Health Administration, while then cuts go down to things like, long-term care and and other issues, you know, other things related to actual services of people. I'm going to confirm that, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, and tell you I was wrong. There were full-time equivalents reduced, but that's what I've been told. Al didn't know that level of detail, but did applaud the Department of Health Human Services leadership so far. But I think that's what Terry Wanzek's talking about. You want to see a crisis? It's packing up your family and having to leave because of the plummeting oil price. That's a crisis. And what we're doing here is balancing the budget. That's not fun. It's not pretty. Okay? But it has to be done. I really look forward to a new administration, and I would bet that'll be Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford leading strong conservative legislators and the legislature into rethinking some of these things a little bit and getting to the big picture issues, because these are like sort of the gnats. It's very much like this presidential race feels like to me, you know, where you get all these nitpicky little stupid things, ignoring the big things. Our country's at stake, folks. And we literally are using oxygen to debate whether Donald Trump was nice enough to a baby that was crying at a rally, or that he shouldn't have the right to accept a Purple Heart as a gesture from someone because he had deferments like Bill Clinton did, but everybody's forgotten that. I mean, come on. Come on. We got to come to terms with where we stand in this country. We have a broken constitution. We have a lawless legal system. We have really a systematically corrupt political system. I'm talking about nationally now. And start looking to a new front. We really do. So, anyway, a couple of my thoughts. I welcome more of yours. Being a little philosophical there for a moment or two. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your text welcome at 701-367-2054. We have some time here to chat about whatever you'd like, since we're waiting for Max Schneider to join us as the Senate continues.
So as much as I would like to vote for this amendment,
this is the Senate floor action,
I can't when I look to the future and see what we're going to be faced with as far as challenges. So, Mr. President, I would hope that you would vote against the amendment.
Further discussion. Senator Axness.
Democrat, Tyler Axness.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to comment on some of the remarks made from previous speaker about crisis. No doubt that families, whether it's from the ag community, whether it's from those who are working in the oil industry, are facing some tough times. And I completely sympathize with them. I really do. The thing is, those crises are now out of our control because it is due to the price of the commodity. The crisis that we are talking about when we approve this amendment are the crises of the people in my district, the family that has reached out to me who has a child on the autism spectrum, was receiving services until the allotment came. That child no longer has the services available, and now the family is forced to potentially leave the workforce to care for their child in a very stressful situation. To me, perhaps there is no more effective economic development plan than to provide the resources necessary for these families to continue to help their child develop and learn, and to help those families be able to continue in the workforce. We've heard it from both sides. This is a no-brainer. I hope that we can get the majority in this body to push the green button and double our investment and help with that economic development of helping these families keep their job, build our workforce up that we are in dire need of building on right now with the many job openings. Some of our families are not able to do it because of crises that are out of their control. We have an ability to impact that right here, right now, by pushing the green button.
All right. So they're debating an amendment, and you know, This is a ripe opportunity for a super minority to find something in the budget where they say it's being reduced and use it politically. They're cherry picking, I think, and saying, now, in my mind, it'd be better for the majority to say, let's remove those. Fine. Let's address each one of those. See, because then you remove it politically. I think they're more likely to say, we're not going to succumb to this. If there is a true problem there, we'll fix it before the funding kicks in. This is for next year anyway. That's what Al Carlson was talking about. But this is what's going on here this week, folks. You got it. All right. I'm going to get back to the phones here. Texter says, could you interview Doug Burgum? I feel like the current governor doesn't want to do much to become the bad guy before he leaves. Then Doug gets stuck with it. We will. We are efforting an interview with Doug Burgum tomorrow, who I believe will be at the state capitol. He is not doing. I think from what I can gather, Mr. Burgum is doing a lot of listening and learning and gathering of information and everything else. So I'm not sure he's going to say, "Hey, that's how they did it. Here's how I'll do it." But I think he'd give us his assessment of what he's heard without question. If in fact we end up interviewing him tomorrow, we do have a request in to do that. Tomorrow. Pat and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550. Go ahead, sir. Pat, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think the low commodity prices is going to play in really, really nicely to the corporate farm program. I mean, all these farms that might be lost. It'd be a perfect opportunity for these corporate farms to snap them up. Instead of working to get some higher commodity prices, you know, we're spending time on trying to pass that corporate farm law.
Well, there was, you know, when you say corporate farm law, there was in the last legislative session, a piece of legislation passed that allowed for a clause in which there was an exemption for two specific areas only of the corporate farming law, and that was for swine and for dairy cattle, and for dairy operations. So nobody's talked about, I won't say that, North Dakota Farm Bureau still believes that ought to be challenged. Nobody in the legislature, there's not any effort to end corporate farming as it exists. Did you think there was?
I thought they were trying to, eliminate that so that it'd be just open, corporate.
No, it was what was proposed by the legislature and passed, but overturned by a vote because of a lot of misinformation. There was two very simple. There are the dairy operations, big hog operations. That industry has gone a different direction. We have none in North Dakota, so I think some smart people said, "Wait a minute, let's allow some exemptions so these can happen here." The North Dakota's Farmers Union is so incapable of wanting change that they said, "No, we're not going to do that because if we do that, then other things will change," which wasn't part of the legislation. So there is no effort to do that. But I understand why you'd be a little confused about it because there's been a lot of misinformation out there about it. Don in Tioga, you're next.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about when you jibbed to the Senate floor, it sounded like North Dakota does baseline budgeting. And so it's been a trick forever to say, well, the raise was going to be 13%, but we're cutting 4%, so now we're only going to raise it 9%. And then they get to say, well, we're cutting the budget. That's not cutting the budget. And it's a trick that, they use in the United States Congress to trick us all into thinking that they're spending less, when really all they're doing is cutting themselves a little bit back from the raises they were going to get. And I just wanted to discuss with you about how dumb that is.
No, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. And again, then you politically say, okay, they're going from 13 to 9, but you evil Republicans, you're taking their expected increase from 13 to 9, and you don't care about these people. You don't care about these programs. I mean, it's a political blunt force instrument. But when there's
right, and a real cut would be to say, we are going to hold it at zero and actually that number is zero now, and we're going to actually cut that 4%, then you can start crying, even though it's only 4%. But
very good point, as always, from our fine listeners on What's On Your Mind. More coming up after this.
More of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield-preserving or disease-limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's On Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our fine sponsors of What's On Your Mind that make this program go day in and day out include our friends at MyPillow. And they have given us the opportunity to tell you about a 4-for-1 deal where you get 4 pillows. 2 of the classic pillows, it's a kind of standard size pillow, 2 of the travel size pillows, 4 of them for under $100. The premium pillow is still 2-for-1 as well. So that's a 50% deal off the premium. That's the bigger pillow. I'm telling you what, folks, you get great deals when you mention Scott. And call my pillow at 800-506-9028. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott. The patented interlocking fill is really the secret to the science behind this, because it really adjusts to any sleep position. And you also have no tossing and turning, because this thing always stays cool. That's the best. I mean, it's machine washable, dryable, easy to care for, 10-year warranty that won't go flat. How many pillows have you ever bought that will not go flat? And because I know you'll love it, there's a 69 money-back guarantee. So sleep on it for 59 nights just to make sure what I'm telling you is true. Or send it back, and you pay only shipping and handling. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, tell the baseball kids, the World Series kids, congratulations, headed off to the World Series. Babe Ruth series, I think it is, and from Bismarck. And tell them to be clean and stay clean and sober. Okay, well, I don't think that'll be a problem. Good parents and chaperones, right? So I did as you asked, right there. Bob at Bismarck, before I go to Bob, and last chance at calls here, folks, 800-228-0550. Got a couple of them waiting to weigh in here. I want to remind you one last time, tonight, 7 o'clock, Grand Theater Bismarck, Hillary's America. I'm going. An anonymous patriot came forward and said, Scott, I'm going to stand next to you, and I'm going to make sure up to 20 people who show up that have been brought by a friend or have come to listen, whether they couldn't afford the ticket or whether they just weren't going to go unless a friend asked them, whatever, pay for the first 20 folks in that category. So what I'm asking our listeners to do is, you go out, say, hey, come with me tonight to Hillary's America. Let's go. And tell them you'll pick up the tab. They don't have to know about the little deal from the Patriot. And then you find me. I'll have a name tag on, green and white shirt on. I'll introduce you to the Patriot, and we're going to watch the movie together, and then we're going to head over to Kroll's Diner after. The south side of Kroll's has been reserved tonight, 9 o'clock tonight. So Hillary's America, 7 o'clock, Grand Theater. Then after at Kroll's Diner at 9. Right there in the same neighborhood. And we'll just talk about the movie. Very civil. I don't want to get in a shouting match with anybody. I don't want to try and convince some, Hillary fan that she's great and wonderful, anything else. Just whether you like her, whether you don't like her. If you care about the country, what can a movie hurt? Just good information. Join us tonight, 7 o'clock. Trying to do one in Fargo, too. Just on the west end of the state most of this week, and we'll see if we can get one done on the other end next week. All right, first Tracy in Jamestown want to respond to that earlier caller, and then Bob and Bismarck will get you in here. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just calling about the last call. I'm Senator Terry Wanzek's brother, Tracy, and it's just frustrating to me to hear they're trying to use that the vote on the court for the dairy and swine exemption, and I don't know what the guy was getting at, but if we would have dairy and swine around here, our prices would be higher. Our basis would be less. We'd be generating more income. And it's just frustrating that, I'm not in politics, so I could probably say it, the ignorance out there that prevented us from getting this option. And you look at the other states and all that, and it's just frustrating to me. I've heard it on another program that they're trying to demonize, anybody who supported that, trying to turn what the situation is against that and demonize the people that were on that. And that's just frustrating to me because I know my brother and I know he wants what's best. As a matter of fact, we're all covering for him. We're combining derm right now and he's down there. And when he gets home, he'll be on the end of the bag line baking beans. So when I hear that,
I'm with you in that frustration, Tracy. I totally am. Did you hear Terry, though, making the case on this current amendment?
Yeah, I did. That's why I'm listening to it. And then I heard this other person come up, and it's just, it's hard to get good people in politics. and to be demonized for doing what you think is right, not arguing against the merits of it or looking at how it's worked in other states. They try to demonize people.
You're so right. You're so right.
You couldn't get me to do it.
You know, you're right, Tracy. Absolutely. I hear you. Appreciate your passion. Thanks a bunch. I got to get Bob and Bismarck in here quick. He's been waiting a while. Half a minute is yours, Bob. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I just wanted to bring up, I saw an article in Time magazine that said North Dakota has the highest approval rating for their state legislature. And the point that article made was that the legislatures have, legislators have their own jobs. Like this fellow Tracy was just saying, he's going to go back to the farm. So that's why I personally enjoy Trump, because he's been out there. He's had his own job, and he's been extremely successful at it.
Great analogy. Great analogy, Bob. Call again when we have more time to expand on that, but you're exactly right. And that's why the small ball petty stuff doesn't matter. Pay attention to this Iran story today and the ransom we paid. God bless you, folks. See ya.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.